couple question for you.
Okay.
This lady says, my boyfriend may have some anger issues. Will that make him a terrible father? All right. I love my boyfriend of four years very much. We're both in our 30s, talking about marriage and starting a family. I have a concern, though, that I can't shake. My boyfriend has very little patience. For example, he gets extremely loud when he yells at his computer if the internet is slow. He'll raise his voice while speaking to me, and his family calls me the patient one. In the relationship, his lack of patience is something of a joke amongst his loved ones. I must mention, though, he's never physically touched me in anger. He's never put his hands on me, and I've never been afraid for one moment. My strategy usually is to calm him down in some way. So if we end up having children, I'm afraid for their safety.
All right. So I remember years ago, Dennis Miller made a joke that I always think about because it's so clever. He said that he and his wife, when she first gave birth to their first child, he was watching them together and watching the baby looking up at his wife and the wife looking down at the baby. And they were just like, goo, goo, gaga, I love you. I love you. That whole thing. And he looked over, he said, you know, I just realized their family, they're related. I'm just some asshole she met in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think the relationship changes. You know this as a father. Mm-hmm. The relationship changes once you actually have children. So I think she's the wife. She will be the wife. He might resent her. He might take his anger out on her. But I don't think that that anger is going to translate to the children. I don't think he's going to be angry at the children. I think the children will make him angry because children make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he will probably yell and not be patient and take it out on her. But I don't think that he's going to be dangerous towards his children at all. So if that's her concern. But I mean, look, my boyfriend and I, you know how we are. Like we get into our red zone real quick. We go to from zero to 60 in seconds. And we chose not to have children for that very reason, because we were like, like literally nothing happens and we get so angry. Mm-hmm. We can't add children to this mix. We can't have children in this environment. So we did what we think is the responsible thing and did not have children because we would not be good parents.
Before I had kids, I was an even keel guy. I was the most laid back dude you've ever met. Kids amped me up to at least 60 or 70. They put me in the red so quickly. And I think if I was a nightmare before that, having kids, that just adds on to it. I don't think it's good for this couple at all. Put this guy on Prozac right now and see if it helps at all. If not, I wouldn't have kids with him.
So you're thinking if you think he's angry now, wait till kids show up.
I was the happiest guy in the world. I liked people.
What?
I would actually go out to clubs and stuff and hang. I had friends.
I can't picture it.
I had friends that would actually hang out with me outside of work.
They wanted to hang out with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I wanted to hang out with them.
Wow.
I enjoyed other people.
Okay. So if that's what you're saying, and you're a good example, like you're a good example of what she's talking about.
Yeah. And my kids are good kids. So I can't imagine having nightmare kids and having that issue before you have kids. It's not going to end well. This is how people get hurt.
Right. So the answer is don't have kids with this guy. Or if you want to be with this guy and you're happy in this relationship, don't have kids.
It's like I was talking to a girl at work today. She said she went home after work and her son, he's like six, decided he's going to spray paint the neighbor's headlights on their car. See, my kids never did anything like that. So I don't know how I would have dealt with that. I probably would have popped his head off.
Right.
You know, right. Throw the head over there. I don't think I could handle.
Bring me the head of Anthony Michael's child.
I don't think I could handle something like that. I would lose my mind. Right. So there's kids like that out there.
Right. So if this guy has bad kids, you think his anger's bad now, it's going to be even worse.
Right. If he gets mad at his computer and his internet is slow, when that kid doesn't stop screaming at 3 a.m., it's not going to end well.
Ask
the people on Amityville, on that street, how that went for them.
Right. Okay. So the answer is probably don't have kids with this guy.
Exactly. Go find somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, I have three sex stories for you.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the thing we do here.
In threes.
At the Cooper and Anthony show. Yeah. But these are, you know, these are in the news right now. And I don't want you to miss these stories because they're very important news stories that are happening right now as we speak. Okay. The first one, do you have the Shrek thing for me?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing is there is this, I think it's a woman on TikTok who has been going through movies that she grew up watching and loving and finding inappropriate scenes and things that you didn't realize were going on. And then she exposes them on TikTok. Her latest is Shrek. Now, this video, okay, it depicts Shrek nemesis Lord Farquaad. Okay, a voice by John Lithgow. Do you remember this scene? He's sitting naked in bed, and he tells the magic mirror to show him Princess Fiona, the Cameron Diaz character. The mirror doesn't want to do it, but begrudgingly does it. And something happens when a man is naked in bed looking at a woman he's attracted to.
See, and I don't remember this scene. But
I do, but I don't remember this happening. I guess when you're so young, when you see this stuff, you're not thinking. This is amazing.
Childhood film filled with adult jokes, part 7.
The mirror, show her to me. Show me the princess.
Okay, so the mirror shows the princess.
Perfect.
He takes a sip of a martini and then suddenly gets an erection. He gets a huge erection. And looks down and acknowledges it.
I'd never noticed that.
That's why this TikTok is going viral.
I got to go back and watch that movie again because that had to be in like the outtakes or something. I don't know.
No, that's in the movie.
I can't believe I missed that.
Well, because we were young. We were younger. We were young. Not, I mean, we weren't children, but we were younger when we saw that movie. And you know, you weren't thinking like that. You're in the movie, you know?
I know, but my kids probably watched that movie 75,000 times.
Well, ask them if they noticed.
Over.
Ask them if they noticed when Lord Farquaad got an erection looking at Fiona.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so that's sex story number one. Here's number two. So in New York, there's an elite sex club. It's called SNCTM. I don't know what those things stand for, so don't ask me, because I could guess, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
SNCTM is a sex club that has been closed, obviously, because of COVID. Everything's been closed in New York. They are reopening. They have a special event. It is a masquerade orgy.
Okay.
Tickets are between $500 and $8,000 each.
Wow.
Not per couple, per person.
Wow.
Okay. So before I tell you what the party is going to entail, I had to investigate. Of course, I investigated what you get for $500 versus what you get for $8,000.
Oh, so there's different levels.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would you pay $8,000 when you can pay $500?
You get a meet and greet.
Okay. So first of all, you have to apply. So it's not for everybody. Everybody can't just show up.
Mm-hmm.
There's members. There's people that have been members of this club for a long time that enjoy orgies, that's how they like to have sex, orgies.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to go through the same protocol that they go through on a movie set. You have to get tested for COVID, then you have to quarantine, then you have to get tested again, even if you've been vaccinated. Okay. Once they have established that you are COVID free, that there's no COVID, that you have been tested, quarantined, tested again, vaccinated, then they allow you to come to this party.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be part of their elite club. You have to be people. You can't just be a gawker. You've got to be there. $500 a ticket. You're not going to be a gawker. So the idea of this orgy is for $500, you can just get invited to it. You can just be part of the scene, mm-hmm, and wander around and hope somebody wants to have sex with you or not, or bring a partner or whatever you want to be into. You have to be in a mask. Men have to wear a black tie. Women could wear an elegant dress or lingerie. Those are your options. You can dress elegantly or lingerie, nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say lingerie, they have women walking around literally in like a G-string, a little teddy bra, thigh highs, like full on sex kitten stuff, not like a house coat, which is what I would wear.
Right.
That's my lingerie.
Hilton.
Right, exactly. I'd wear like something I stole from some hotel I went to. For $8,000, you get not just a private room, but you get the VIP treatment, which means you and your guests they bring you the hottest people to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
They basically provide you with a little, it's like a private orgy. You get a room and then you choose the people you want in your orgy. And then you have a private orgy with those people. And they bring you champagne and actually, I don't know if they serve alcohol. I think a lot of these places don't have liquor licenses.
Mm.
So they probably bring you like whatever they can, but they make it as VIP as they possibly can at this club.
Well, it's because you haven't been to an orgy in a year. So look at all the money you have saved.
Right.
So you got money saved up. You're going to blow it big time at this party.
Right. But you know what? There's sex clubs and sex parties that go on all over New York at any given moment. And they're like $50 to get in,
mm-hmm.
you know, but what do you get $50? You know, you get a lot of voyeurs, you get a lot of exhibitionists, and you get
chicks
a lot of
looky-loos
and chicks that look like me or worse.
Right.
This is like, it's elite. It's the hottest people. And what they've said is, because everyone's in masks, you don't know who's there, but they will tell you celebrities do show up for this. So they want you to know that there's going to be celebrities there. They'll be in masks,
yeah,
but they will be able to
tell who they are. But trust me, they're famous.
But I think they even use the word celebrity in kind of like a kind of way, you know, the way that eventually like VH1, they would do a show and be like, you know, celebrity rehab, the guy who played the guy in that show that replaced the guy. It's like, wait, that guy was even on television? You don't even know their names.
They can't find celebrities that dance on ABC.
Right. Exactly.
It's some YouTube guy. Yeah, he's a celebrity. There you go.
Sure, he's a celebrity. I mean, I think you just get like maybe Tom Sizemore. I don't know. That's the only person I can think of who would be into something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like some random person. But so that is going on and that's happening right now. And everyone in New York is talking about it, not because they want to go, because it's just,
they can't believe it's going on this quickly after what we've been going through.
No, but they're being super careful. Mm. But $8,000. Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
$8,000 per person. So if you want to bring a guest, $16,000 just to get laid.
Yeah, at least you're hooking up with somebody that has money. They're not broke.
Oh, that's a very good point. Yeah. I guess that's true. And our third sex story of the day, this is going to affect everybody. So, you know how we've been talking about hot girl summer, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, the whole hot girl summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's being called hot vax summer because, okay, so Biden had said that everybody was going to be vaccinated by July 4th. So that means people are making 4th of July plans to just woohoo, go out and get laid and party and, you know, have your own orgy or whatever. Airbnb has stepped up and said, not so fast. We are not going to let you just use our facilities as, you know, one night stand, hour night hotels.
Right.
So they have put all these restrictions in place now. So if you want to party on 4th of July and you want to get an Airbnb to get your Johnson on or whatever you're doing, you have to have already used Airbnb and have positive reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be new to Airbnb. You have to book more than 2 nights. So it can't just be for like, you know, a night. You can't do like a one night stand thing. You have to book for at least, I think, 2 nights or 3 is the minimum required. And you cannot make a reservation at the last minute. If you don't have your 4th of July reservation by whatever the drop dead date is they're giving, no reservations. They will not allow you to go party and be like, hey, let's get an Airbnb. Woohoo. No, not happening.
I just came up with the greatest business ever.
What is it?
It's kind of like Airbnb, but it's you find places to hook up just for an hour. So let's say you have a spare bedroom in your house and you don't mind people coming over for an hour at a time to use it. So, you know, got to hook up with your girlfriend. You type in where you're at and there pops up all these places you can rent by the hour. People's houses, people's basements, people's backyard, their treehouse, places you can hook up.
They call them, you know, there's something I learned this recently because going up to Connecticut and seeing all the houses people had up there, they have something called, I think it's called like a mother-in-law suite. Have
right.
you heard about this?
Yeah.
So, I just learned this. I was today years old when I learned there was something called a mother-in-law suite.
You do not watch HGTV at all, because that's all they talk about on that channel is look at this house. Look at here's a mother-in-law suite. Yeah, it's just like an extra room. Sometimes it has its own entrance.
No, not sometimes. That's the whole point, that it has its own entrance. Mm-hmm. So that way you could deal with your mother-in-law or not deal with your mother-in-law. And there was this one house that I saw, and there was a separate little house on the property outside, not connected to the main house. So that's the kind of place that you can easily rent out by the hour for somebody that just wants to get it on.
See, that's brilliant. You can go on your phone, you can find that place, you can pay for it on your phone, and right. then it pops up a 4-digit code to get in the door. Yep. And once your hour is over, that code changes to something else.
Yep.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
Airbnb an hour. Me. I don't know. But you can use it to get away from people for an hour. You can use it if you want some alone time for an hour.
Called Air Me.
I am buying that the minute we get off the air.
Of course you are.